Hi everyone, today is Sunday, February 13th of 2022, and I'm here live with Rudy Lago, my co-host for none other than Rudy Psychic Meetup. So how's it going, Rudy?
Awesome, Sam. It's been great hanging out with you and Dakota, and a couple other Sam Jammers are here. We have Elon and True Love are at the retreat over here at the resort. So just having a great time. We had a great time yesterday. Went to the beach and loving the area. So it's been great. We got our second meetup together. I can't believe it.
I know, in such a short period of time. And, you know, if things go as planned, we should hopefully be having another meetup in Arizona when I'm traveling back to where I came from. And the only way I'm going to make it all the way back there is if the mandates are done. So yeah. A big shout out and thank you to the truckers in Canada, because I wasn't coming home for a while there if the mandates were still going to continue. But it looks like the provinces are starting to roll things back. I'm very excited about that. And we only have a few questions for today. This was sort of a last minute. I had to wait to find out what your schedule was before we could plan to do this. But very happy that the internet is good today. It worked out that on Wednesday, the internet was terrible everywhere over the Baja. Yeah. So I don't know if it had anything to do with that electromagnetic situation that took out some SpaceX satellites.
Yeah. And everything is like radio internet here. It is spotty. You're lucky when you get it.
Yeah, but this place, it's actually been really good, which was one of the reasons why I booked it. They accept dogs and they have good internet. So, and then they have this wonderful office space that we're sitting in right now.
And we do probably have a hard stop at the top of the hour because I have to run back for that COVID test. I have to get a negative COVID test before I go back. Not just a COVID test, a negative COVID test. So, but I am pretty sure we'll be okay with that. But Sam, you know, let's go off with our topic first, then we'll get into the questions. Let me review my notes. I made a few scribbles here, but I wanted to talk about how much the people on the other side kind of help arrange things for us here in this realm. We were talking with some of the Sam Jammers and some of the people that even came to the retreat my wife's having. A couple of them were just, you know, they saw the opportunity, said, yes, I'm going. They kind of made an impulsive decision to do it. And they were a little bit nervous. Things worked out timing wise where they could go. And I know you and I both have multiple examples of how things just seem to work out. Even being here, we never planned to be here at the same time. We said, hey, Teresa's having a meetup in Todos Santos and you know, you were in this area. So things work like that. So Sam, in terms of just like synchronicity or serendipity, are people on the other side involved in trying to help give us opportunities or arrange things for us?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I think that there's a book that a Sam Jammer is going to be working on. She'll be doing like 90% of the work called The Grand Experiment. And that's really about the Sam Jammers, not so much about me. But I'm going to be writing my own book after The Grand Experiment. I don't ever think it's really going to be finished. But after, you know, we can get things off the ground, which will probably more be around the time that the documentary is done as well. Yeah. But, you know, I was going to be writing about those sort of circumstances, like what's happened in my life where the people on the other side have made it very clear the direction that I need to move. And I was talking yesterday about how things happened in my previous career that really, I mean, if I explained the situation out to somebody, they would be gobsmacked. They'd be like, they did what? Really? No. And it was like, yeah. And then they offered me this, but I knew that I could not stay and do that. And then the example of Stellar Lumens, where I had just gotten the last bit of my money, my first bunch of money into cryptos. And I can find a comment. I have a comment from October 17th. Of 2017, where I wrote somebody and said, do you know anything about Stellar Lumens? And it was that weekend that I heard that young woman's voice in my ear say, Stellar Lumens. And the only proof I have, because I didn't do stuff on video to blab to you guys, was that I sent somebody a comment or a question asking them if they knew about it, because the people on the other side, they showed me that it was going to go parabolic, but that I was not to buy it, because I was to understand that timing with the people was very important. And, you know, and that's probably why so many times when the market starts going up and our portfolios really start exploding upwards, you know, and you guys hear me say, get back to work. And that's because we're not done. Like, we have work to do together. So timing is really important. And that's why I'm excited about the markets, because the people on the other side keep showing me over and over again how, you know, this is going to happen for us. I mean, not saying that we're not up. We are up quite a bit. Most of us who've been around since 2019, but a lot of us are not at the level where we're giving up our jobs or anything like that. We don't want to cash in our cryptos yet. We know that there's just that one more leg to go. and that to me is proof in itself that, you know, there's a reason why we didn't put like 100% of our money into Doge and then all jump off at 65 cents. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's because they want us here together. They want us working together so that when we do finally get our sort of final amount of, you know, money from cryptos, they will have us sort of moving in the right direction. Some of you will be moving in a right direction with one another. Others will have learned some significant examples in their life from spending time with the Sam Jammers. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that racket
is. It's the wind. I might have to close a window. Let us know if it's too loud, if you're hearing the flopping in the background.
Yeah. But, the occasional loud vehicle. We can't do anything about that. Mufflers are not as popular an item down here as it is in North America.
But we got the windows open, so we have a nice cross breeze. But, you know, Sam, there's like almost three categories I thought about. One is kind of that impulse, like I said, of people maybe that want to come on this retreat. There's I think about Muant hearing the song, you know, She Sells Sanctuary. And as soon as he heard that, he was drawn to it. And there's manifestations, like if we want something or we're thinking about something, do the people on the side help us create that? And then just opportunities to meet people that we need to somehow encounter. So in terms of impulses, do you think we are nudged by these impulses, like that people on the side are gently nudging us to pay attention to something or do something?
Yes. As a matter of fact, like when I just use cryptos again as an example, the other week when the market was, really down a lot, and a lot of the L1s, that the layer ones that had gone for a run, like Avalanche, Phantom, Near, Rose, a lot of those had really taken some big, really big cuts. And I just got this incredible desire to get some Avalanche. I actually told you guys about it before I bought it, which unlike many people who do this for a living on YouTube, they get it for themselves and then they tell you about it. But no, I blab as it comes. And so I went and I said to myself, I was like, well, I know what happens if I don't pay attention to this message, because, you know, there's going to be a big upside for this crypto and I'm going to regret not getting it. So I'm just going to move on it, because, again, I've learned my lesson over and over and over again. I have not listened to that still small voice that says, all right, move your bottom, Samantha Jane, and get that crypto. And that's, you know, again, it's definitely something that happens over and over again in my life. And there's different people in the Sam Jammers who also convey information to me that they're getting nudges in the right. And it's not always cryptos, you know, it's usually a more so life circumstances. Okay. And like us being here together in Todos Santos, where I was only staying an hour down the road. So it was easy enough for me to book a place up here and hang out with you guys for a little bit.
Well, and then, you know, the other thing is, I think about manifestations. There was a medium that I had a bunch of articles online I read years ago. And one of her examples was, you know, in business, it was like, my wife has done this where she thought, okay, I'm ready to have clients. I'm ready to start doing this. And you kind of, whether put that intention out there, does your tribe on the other side maybe help arrange things to help other people have an impulse like, hey, I'm going to look at that person, or I feel like that person would be good for me to do business with?
Yeah, well, one of the other things I was talking about the other night, I used the example that I had over 100 people join my Patreon very quickly. And you have to remember that I had a skeptical husband who, he knew I had something going on, but he's definitely not a woo-woo guy at all. And he really just wanted me to continue working in finance. You know, he was like, you're so gifted in it. You're so good. Like, why would you throw away that kind of money?
You make all this money.
Yeah, why would you throw away that kind of money to, you know, to do woo-woo stuff where I don't know if you're going to make any money at all, right? But the people on the other side, they made their promises to me. They said, no, we'll, and I said, but they told me they'll more than replace my income by many times. I said, plus the cryptos are going to come in as well. Yeah. So I won't even need to work, but I'm going to want to work. Yeah. I'm going to love this so much and helping people. So what the people on the other side had me doing was from probably early 2017 until I started my channel in October on YouTube in October of 2018, they had me watching the crypto videos to learn, but I was also commenting. I was in the comments. And then I had started. So when people clicked on my name, they saw there was no videos there, but they joined, right? And then I even put a message up there at one point that I was going to be starting a channel. So to, you know, put notifications, et cetera. So then by the time I started my channel, I'm sure I had already at least 200 subscribers. And then by the time I opened up my Patreon in early 2019, I remember that I had some goals set for membership and that I easily was able to reach those goals to attend the North American Bitcoin conference.
Yeah, that's interesting because I think I didn't ever read your comments, but I watched your videos and eventually I said, well, let me go see if she has a Patreon out there. Like, I didn't even know if you had one, but I just started, you know, just to send you a tip or something. And so why I did that, I don't know, but that's very interesting. And then the last one is kind of those arranging where people are going to meet up in the same place. Elon was telling some interesting stories about people she met from her city or that she knew when she was traveling. Yeah, I'm sure this happens to all of us. Have you, even in just your excursion here to Mexico, seem like you've encountered people that have helped you along the way or maybe that you were meant to help?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that, you know, there was a lady who was here in the office when I was doing the weekly meetup with and the weekly crypto review. And she gave me that note. And then there's like this email to Lian Zhang saying that, you know, see, one of my crypto sisters, I met her today and I'd like to have a reading. Can you please communicate with me? She was she actually saw me downstairs afterwards and she was like, oh my gosh. She goes, I have to meet you. She said, I felt something as soon as I saw you. Okay. She goes, and then when I heard you talking about cryptos, like, so I think she's got some woo-woo going on as well. Because as soon as she looked at me in the eye, she was like, I knew that you had some answers for me.
Yeah, there was something, I think when your voice was something I was like, this is a familiar voice to me, even though it reminded me of, you know, some aunts and some strong women leaders that I've known throughout my career. So, yeah, it's weird how that stuff kind of all gels and comes together. So, interesting. So, they do help us on the other side. We just have to learn to pay attention, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's certainly, I have an easier time with people who are already sort of connected with that part of their being. Because, as I said, I believe that every one of us has, you know, intuition. And then I feel like the Sam Jammers, like most of them would have really high intuition because they sort of were attracted to me by either my words that I was saying, or just, again, the eyes are the windows to the soul. So it's like, she has something for me. She's got some information for me. Yeah. She has some ideas for me. She's going to be able to help me out with what I need, because I think that's what the people on the other side do, is that they can't communicate in details a lot of things. Like, you know, when I do readings and stuff like that, it's so fantastic to be able to get the feedback from people afterwards. Like recently when I had a reading, I think I've mentioned that one of the moments I learned was that, you know, during the live stream on Ask a Medium, when I told you guys, remember when I told a member that he was going to be taking 6 months off. And then he says in the chat, oh, I was just thinking about that today, wondering if I was going to take 6 months off. And then I particularly mentioned that. Yeah. But see, the thing was, is that it turns out I was reading his mind, right? And then that confirmation is what made him give notice to his workplace. Okay. And did he take 6 months off? No, because guess what? They came back and they offered him the same amount of money and they told him he could just work 2 days a week instead of five and just do training and make the same amount of money. But you see, if he hadn't received that confirmation through me saying, oh, you're going to take 6 months off, right? I was not right 100% about that. I was hearing the 6 months, but I thought that it was one thing when really he was to go and to take the, you know, to request the 6 months off. So the people on the other side, it's much easier for them to just sort of get what information is needed.
To right? either nudge you or...
Yes. Okay. So not so much detail, okay. right? So like if I had given him the detail like, oh yeah, well, you need to go and ask for 6 months off, but you know they're not going to want you to take 6 months off and they're just going to offer you more money and you're going to have less days. That's really hard for them to sort of give me, you know, that I'm not saying that I don't get that in-depth information, but it's a lot easier for them just to do that, you know, have me read the mind and then have the person go and do that and then have what was meant to happen. Okay. So that's a little teaching moment there.
And as we've talked about before, it's all about paying attention. Once you start, you know, being open to it, you start to notice things more and more. So, hey, with that, let's get into questions. We've had a few and on. So the first one comes from Peter Wang. Is Trudeau real father Fidel Castro?
Well, somebody did ask that before, and the answer that I got from, and again, I take no responsibility for this. I am a psychic medium. I have no inside information. I am not friends with Justin Trudeau's mother or anybody who would have that information, but I got a resounding yes from the other side on that. So I know that's just a fun question. You know, not information that he needs to know. It's not his fault.
Right.
You know, it's not his fault.
We'll never be confirmed. Who knows? But we all know, right?
Yeah. Well, Fidel Castro has passed away now. Right. So,
Okay. Our next question comes from, is that Dale? Hi, Sam and Rudy. Can you talk about paying close attention when the universe is sending us a message? Recently, I had a greedy moment and attempted to swap out one coin in order to overload my already full XYO bag. After several attempts, I got an unfamiliar message on my ledger prior to presenting the button or pressing the button. I decided not to go forward. The next day, the coin I was to swap out, AMP, spiked 25% in a red market. I learned my lesson. Coincidence or not? Thanks.
Yeah, no, it looks like, Dale, that somebody on the other side had your back. I don't believe that that was a coincidence, especially when the AMP coin spiked 25%, because that was one that the people told me that you would have time to dollar cost average into. And you know what? Listen, it is only normal to get impatient when something hasn't moved yet. But when they say you're going to have time to dollar cost average into it, like, they're not kidding around. They're like, you're going to have time to dollar cost average in and then just sit on it and wait. And I mean, that's like what I did with the Dogecoin. I keep bringing up Doge, but that's the one that was probably the hardest for me to just sit there, because it was my largest holding as far as coins and tokens, like my largest holding. And, you know, and it was, so it became very early on, I think it doubled the next day or something after I bought it. It was crazy. So it became one that, you know, you'd watch a little bit closer, but I just had to listen to the people and say, you know what, timing is everything. Just trust what's going to happen. And also know that, you know, the people on the other side will make sure that you are where you need to be. I mean, one person in particular, I explained to them, I said, you know, you may want to have tens of millions of dollars, but having that money in your particular case, it may cause some significant problems for you that you're not aware of, but that the people on the other side become aware of, you know, so they're kind of like, well, you know, we're going to make sure you get enough to be safe and comfortable, right? But not the tens of millions of dollars, because then, you know, this person or that person in your family is going to scheme to take you out early, right? So that they could get the money, right? It does, it happens, right? I know that's kind of a negative thing to talk about, but that's just a very real example as to why, you know, sometimes things are not to work out for you, or that you get a message like with Dale got with AMP, where he was, he's right, he had a greedy moment. I was going on about XYO probably, and he was probably getting a little bit elevated about it, thinking, oh, I should have more. It's like, no, man, you gotta spread it out, because now AMP spiked 25%. Now it probably pulled back again, but that's not the point. When that runs, it's you're going to be one and done when that runs.
So the answer is sit on it, Potsy, if you're any Happy Days fans from out there.
Yeah. I forgot about that till you mentioned it.
Sit on it. All right. So Angrit says, why do humans need to sleep? What happens during their sleep?
Well, we need to sleep in the same reason that we need to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
It's just, and again, I make the point that one of the reasons why we were sent here to this realm as light beings living inside a human body is that once you have to start fulfilling you know, physical needs, and that becomes like the very basic foundation. Right. Yeah. You know, so you, the main things you need is you need food and water, you need sleep on a regular basis, and you also need to go to the bathroom, like the bodily functions, and it just all works together in order to run this you know, this human machine, this little meat machine that we're all walking around in. And this is where a lot of the challenge lies, because, you know, if we didn't need sleep, I mean, some people would just work the whole time, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, at different things like that.
But it's also that time when, I think we've talked about before, when your mind does relax, and maybe it is easier for some people to connect, or there's a little bit easier to get messages if you're inclined to do so.
Yes. So, but the reason we sleep is because our body physically needs it.
Okay.
But I do agree that it ended up becoming a little bit of a portal for the people on the other side. Okay. You know, even my, you know, I remember my sister telling me, and I mean, she has no psychic medium abilities whatsoever. And she told me that my father came to her in a dream and gave her a hug after he died. I think it was within a week or two of him dying. And she knew it was real because what happens is that it's not like other dreams. So, and I do strongly believe that again, I mean, we need sleep regardless, but it is an opportunity for people who are even, you know, complete normies to get information from the other side.
Great. Solar Dragon. I think that's a new name I haven't seen before. So welcome, Solar Dragon. Hi, Sam and Rudy. How many more years do you see COVID-19 affecting our lives? And do you see more lockdowns coming? Thank you. Much love.
So I think that the lockdowns are going to be ending all over the world at different times this year. I believe that the last of the lockdowns should be done by June. I know I was off on the lockdowns before. I did not get the right information on that. I did not think it was going to last or go on for this long. I did describe it as rolling blackouts, though.
Yeah.
So, and it was probably because, I mean, there were some states in the U.S., for example, there's about 7 states who never went into lockdown at all.
Okay.
So again, sometimes it's difficult for me to translate the proper answer, because there is not a right answer. It depends on where you live. And we have a very much an international audience here, people from all over the world. So I do feel, though, that with the economics going on, like inflation is all over the world, there's problems in the bond markets, and there's problems in the supply chains. So people are beginning to understand. And instead of admitting that they just got all out of control about COVID, instead of admitting to it, they're almost doubling down by saying, well, now we just have to learn to live with it, right?
Yeah, and it seems like even what we've seen in Canada is the push, and you mentioned this the other night, is it's starting to go local. So they're going to push it off, and it'll be local areas more deciding what they do, and that's a way for the government to kind of step out of it.
Yeah, generally. Yeah, it saves their little fat egos from admitting that they have basically destroyed the economy of the middle class and destroyed a lot of people's lives. I mean, if you're 60 years old and you lost your life savings, I think about it now. And another thing too, and I've mentioned this before, I remember when my husband and I were discussing me leaving my previous career, and I was getting my franchise fee back. He said to me, he goes, you should hang in there a little bit longer and see if you can get like X number of dollars more from them based on their behavior and stuff, right? And I just said to him, no, I can't. I don't know what it is, but I feel like I have to leave like right now. And then sure enough, a few months later, there was a class action lawsuit, and I was completely out of the business June, July, like 3 months at that point, like completely out, had resigned my license and everything. Couldn't even speak to anybody about that when the class action lawsuit came along. So I thought that was the reason. Oh, no. It turns out COVID, the lockdown started in March of 2020, and my liability was up like that month. And here my husband was saying, oh, why don't you wait another month or two and see if you can get more money? Oh, no. If I had waited, I mean, that would have been destruction for me. So I think about all the people who didn't leave, who didn't roll up their businesses, who were really just financially destroyed by COVID. I mean, I have to say that probably a lot of the money that I had saved over the last 30 years of my life. I probably would have burned through a lot of that if I had stayed in the business that I was in. Wow. Because they would have kept saying, oh, just this much longer. Remember, a lot of times they said, oh, we're just going to do this for 2 weeks. And then it turned into 2 years. And a lot of business people got sucked into that, right? Who had just signed a lease and they should have just gone and declared bankruptcy right away. But no, they kept paying that lease. They kept paying like that $6,000 a month, even though they didn't have anybody coming in and stuff. So I'm, again, very thankful that I got the information that I did. And I am thankful to know that COVID is going to be put in the background, but it's because of the unfortunate circumstance of the economy, inflation, and the destitution of millions of people all over the world that is going to make COVID, in the background now. Because now if anybody thinks that they have even seen what is going to happen because of what, I mean, we haven't even touched on the economic devastation that is coming to some people and countries because of the COVID-19.
The cascade effect. Yeah. Okay. All right. William Penn says, you mentioned that kids who read encyclopedias were indicative of some kind of abilities. Well, what would be an indicator in today's society? And then Wyatt says, oh, he did that on rainy days. So Sam, do you think like that alone, reading it, looking for knowledge, is that?
Yeah. That's a really big, that was, if I had to list off the signs, and not all children are going to see shadow people, but I have to say that across the board, me and my two kids, I used to see shadow people all the time when I was younger. And my son still sees them straight on. I used to only, by the time I was 11 or 12, I would only see them out of the corner of my eye, like right into adulthood, out of the corner of my eye, but I would turn and they would be gone. But he sees them like straight on. So he's a little bit of a different medium than I am as far as that ability goes. So I say that that's one thing. And another thing that is a definite is you have this innate, this thirst for knowledge that you can't seem, no matter how many books you read, no matter how many documentaries, you might get a kid that instead of watching Spider-Man would really prefer to watch a documentary about, the ancient Aztecs or the Egyptians.
Because that's me in the last 5-10 years is I don't watch TV shows anymore. Don't even really watch movies. It's all documentaries. What can I learn? Okay.
Yeah. You're just like more and more and more. I can't seem to fill this need to get more knowledge, more information. So if you see that happening with your child, or if that is something that's happening with you, I would say that that is a definite indicator that you have some special abilities. And Way of 64 mentions doing that on rainy days. There was no internet back then. Oh yeah, I remember the rainy days or a snow day or something like that, sitting in the rocking chair that my parents had and just, pulling out the insight. Oh, what letter am I going to look at today? Yeah. Oh, D for dinosaurs. Okay, that's one of my favorite books I'm going to read about.
Good question, William Penn. Yeah, I never thought about that. I'm getting the tinglys here around the top of my head. Yeah. So that's very interesting. Good one.
That means it's the right answer, because when I get the tinglys, someone passing through me, that's my attagirl. Okay. You got it right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Our next question from, I can't read the name. Sublime69. Are you getting anything major for February 2nd, 2022? I know you've mentioned the 18th before, but...
It's the 22nd they have there. Yeah. February 22nd of 2022. No, the 18th was the only date that I had for February, and we've already pretty much figured out that that was going to be the date that Russia legalized cryptos, and I felt like that would be a really good day for the cryptocurrencies. And obviously, if Russia is going to be legalizing it, many other major, because Russia is a major country, as far as either legalizing or banning it, it does make a difference. So when you see it legalized in places like Russia and India, the fact that China has banned it, it doesn't matter. Okay. They're just going to get left behind.
Sorry about that. That's Sublime 69. I read it as American. You have the proper international date code.
Yeah.
All right. Next one is from, let's see. Oh, from Angret. Hello, Samantha. Did you see paintings of Frida Kahlo in Mexico? Frida Kahlo suffered. She had a lot of pain. Maybe there's a message in how we can deal with pain. Have you heard of that artist, Frida Kahlo?
Yes. I think, didn't they do a movie about her?
I do not know.
I'm pretty sure. I think I know who you're talking about, Angret. And I don't actually have information on her. Angret, I learned so much from you. She gives me different subject matters that I end up looking into. Yeah. So, I probably should take a look at some of her work. Maybe watch that movie when I have some time. Yeah. When I'm back in Cabo, I'm going to look that up. I'm trying to remember the name of the actress who I just saw her recently in a movie with Ryan Reynolds. She was like she was this crazy woman who was a hit person, like her husband was a hitman and she's a hit person. And so is Ryan Reynolds, or all a bunch of, like bodyguards, I guess, but hit people as
Yeah,
well.
I can't remember.
I forget the name of the, maybe Selena or, you would know who I'm talking about. If you saw her. But anyways, yes, I think that was the movie that she was in.
All right. Our next question from
Salma
Hayek. Okay.
Salma Hayek, I think, was in that movie. So I'll have to watch that, Angret, and I'll let you know.
All right. Next one is that M. Jessup says, "Hi, Sam and Rudy. Is there some truth to the legends of Aztec gold in Utah?"
I think that that gold has already been discovered. Okay. It was taken away. So the story that they had of it being in Utah, it was true, but somebody has already found it. Okay. And of course it was like a long time ago, maybe like in the 1800s. So they must've been aware of that.
Okay.
But it was just like somebody just found it.
If you're smart and you find it, you don't tell people you found it.
Yeah, they just never told anybody that they found it. And the only thing about questions like this, guys, is that, you know, I do try to deal more with stuff that can be proven or things that we can time stamp it. And then when it comes true in the future, you can be like, oh, yeah, Sam said that 3 months ago. She answered that question, right? But this, I don't feel like there's going to be any. Yeah. It's not like we're going to see something in the paper, you know, 4 months from now where, you know, grandson of, you know, minor, you know, finds, you know, memoirs from so-and-so saying that he found this gold and it's legend to, it's, you know, looking at the samples now of the coins that he inherited, it looks like it's that Aztec gold treasure. I don't think that's going to happen, unfortunately.
I do have a good story from one of my gold prospecting magazines I sent to Barton a while back. So maybe I'll read that and get Sam's thoughts, but it has to deal with some of that hidden gold. All right, our next question comes from Cal. Hey, Sam and Rudy. WRT, the conflict involving ALO. What does WRT stand for? WRT, the conflict involving aliens in the future. Do you have any suggestions on how to help prepare for that? What areas can we invest our crypto earnings into secure we'll be victorious? Thank you both. So with respect to the conflict involving aliens, and that's going to be pretty far in the future, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's quite a while. So I don't think that it's something that we need to be concerned about at this time. I think that our crypto wealth is going to go towards just trying to make the world a better place, you know, as far as what's happened with the economic devastation that has been put upon the world. But I mean, you know what? I'm going to be straight up. It was coming anyways, because, you know, our Western societies have been writing checks our bodies can't cash for like a very long time. So this was going to happen. It's just that now they can blame it all on COVID. You know, we all know these people, right? It's just like all of a sudden, you know, it was like this one thing that befell them that, oh, all of a sudden all the problems in their life come from when they were, you know, they were screwing up long before, you know, they were diagnosed with cancer and had to leave their job for a while. Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, this sort of thing. They're always leaning on that like one thing that happened to them, and they're going to milk it for everything that it's worth. And that's what the politicians are going to do, and who can blame them, because so many of them came into power and this problem was already there. Yeah, I mean, the money was already being spent And they knew that the backlash was going to be huge if you cut it off. And it's been the same over and over again with societies where they've just printed money like crazy. And then just, you know, the only way that it got fixed was through a great, like a depression.
If Cal's on a private yacht, will the aliens leave him alone or will they go for the cities?
Oh, that's hard to say. That's hard to say. Obviously, they would go for the cities. I mean, that's what makes the most sense to me.
All right. Next question comes from Sean. Hi, Rudy and Sam. The moon is very powerful over the next few days for connecting with the other side and putting out intentions. What role does the moon play in this? Is it energy? Thank you, Sean P. I used to read Encyclopedia Britannica cover to cover. LOL. So does the moon help us connect? Does it have any energetic power to help us connect to the other side?
No, not really. It's just, again, it affects like the tides and the water. And I would say more than anything, it might interfere with our energy.
Okay.
So, you know, like how they have, like anybody who works at the hospital will tell you, like the emergency room is packed when it's the full moon.
Yeah.
You know, lots of people who are just already on the edge, just kind of like tip over. And again, our body is, 98% water? Yeah. So, and the moon does affect the tides. So I would say more of interference, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that Star Trek episode where one alien species refers to humans as big, ugly bags of mostly water, I think it is.
Yeah.
It's very descriptive. All right. Next one is from Tiki. Hi, Sam and Rudy. I watch Dead Files with Amy Allen and a detective. Why do these souls stick around why do they want to exist like they are? Is it hard to cross over? Thanks.
Well, you know, a long time ago for many people, you know, life was really, really hard. You know, much harder than it is for us today. It's much easier for you to be generous and benevolent and, you know, because it's much easier for you to have a lot, you know. But back then, people lived hard lives. It was very, and it also was, the equality didn't exist either. So for example, a woman could be in a very destructive relationship with a man and, you know, there was no birth control. So, you know, she's got like 8 kids. So she really is trapped in the abuse. He's abusive. Maybe he starts to drink. They put it onto their kids. There wasn't any social services back then. So, you know, starvation, and just, you know, bad, bad situations. So by the time, let's say, for example, when somebody, you know, dies violently, or unexpectedly, it seems like it's a little bit unfair, but their soul can be trapped here in this realm and unable to pass over. Eventually, they all do,
okay,
right? So they're not trapped here forever. It's just that Amy Allen, she's able to connect and she's willing to connect. I mean, she's much braver than I am. I refuse. My son sees those people that she sees all the time. My son sees them. Yeah, she's braver than I am.
I think you said before, like even like trauma, sometimes you can kind of be in a fog, like you're not quite sure what happens. So there can be confusion when you pass over.
Right, right. Like there's this movie called The Others. And as it turns out, the twist at the end of the movie is that Nicole Kidman, she is the ghost.
Yeah, she's slamming all the doors. And I've seen that one.
Exactly. Or the one where, you know, I see dead people.
Yeah.
The one where I'm trying to remember the name of the actor. He was in Moonlighting. That was his earliest one. He did those series of movies. It'll come to me. Somebody there knows his name. He was married to Demi Moore.
Oh, Bruce Willis. Yeah.
Yes, okay. I know. Braveheart there. I can remember Bruce Willis. That movie there where it's at the end. You see that. But I kind of figured it out early on because I was like, I said, it seems to me like he's one of these people who doesn't know that he's dead, you know, because I had run across a lot of those people when I was, you know, seeing dead people more when I was younger. And I would think to myself, like, don't they know that they're dead? Like, they're just coming up and talking to me like I am, like, you know, like they don't have that axe in their head. Right? Like, you know, like they don't have that big gash in their head, right? Or, you know, part of their arm missing or they're severely burnt or something like that. Like they're just talking to me like normal when I'm not even talking to them because I'm like, they're a ghost. Don't talk to them. Don't talk to them. They'll go away if you don't talk to them. Like I used to have to tell myself that. Don't talk to them. They'll go away if you don't talk to them. Because if you talk to them, then they'll follow you around. They'll be like, oh, someone who can hear me.
Even if you tell them, hey, you're dead, leave me alone, they'll still keep coming back.
Yeah, I told my son, I said, the only thing, if you decide to talk to them, the only thing that you need to tell them is just tell them to go to the light. Just say, God loves you. Go to the light. That's where your family is. They love you. Go to the light. Just tell them, go to the light. Your family loves you. They're waiting for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Next question from Maya 64. Hi, Sam and Rudy. Thanks for the last minute live stream. Sam, what can you tell us of the earth? What can you tell us of the earth's pre-diluvian population? Were the modern humans as we know us today? Were the Nephilim more prominent? And were there any other races at that time? How was the flood survived by our progenitors or pregenitors?
Yes. Earth's pre-diluvian.
So before the Great Flood, what was that be like Atlantis time or?
Okay, so Atlantis, they destroyed themselves with their technology, right? Yeah. So they, there is, and I saw that there is a nuclear reactor type of machine that they're figuring out how to keep the power going on it, or that they're like, and I looked at that and I was like, okay, finally humanity is on the right track. Because it is through nuclear power, the splitting, like atomic energy, that we are able to get an electric, like not electrical, but a power source that is unending for the entire world. And you can imagine how that would lift people out of poverty, how it would change things for the third world. So we're on our way. Like the people on the other side, they kept telling me, you know, your message to the world is that, yes, we're headed into these, you know, very scary times, but don't worry, science will save us.
Yeah.
Science will save us. And even technology, like with the blockchain will save us from the financial corruption that keeps destroying our economies. Like you can go as far back as Roman times and we were destroying our economies by, you know, printing money by the governments, like war everywhere and printing money to pay for these wars. And no, that is going to come to an end. Science and technology is going to save us. The Nephilim, yes, they were more prominent back then. And this was as a result of humans and aliens. And aliens had a very similar DNA to us. And when you look at them, you would see that they were human, but just upsized humans, right? Like their average height was probably like 7.5 feet tall, right? So what happened is that, you know, the Nephilim and humans would get together and then have children. And the aliens and the humans would get together and have children. And this is where the Nephilim came from. Right. So that's why they did exist. I don't know too much about that whole deal. They haven't told me too much information on it just to confirm and say, yes, it is true. Yes, there were some advanced societies, but unfortunately, the corruption got the best of them and they destroyed themselves. They basically bombed themselves back to the Stone Age. Some of them, they don't exist. Some of them escaped, like they were able to get away. And then they formed these other societies. Like I think that in Mexico, you have the Aztecs and they have sort of an advanced system of like sewage system and that kind of stuff. So think about it. If you had to abandon your society and you can't bring like one of these with you, right? But you still have knowledge of how important it is, like to make sure that you're not just leaving your garbage around, you know, that you practice certain things for to make sure that you're clean. Like they brought this stuff to these new societies that they became a part of.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. The next one from Kristen. I don't always like to get weigh-ins on other people's abilities, but just in general, the medical medium has a lot of advice out there. Sam, any thoughts on is this stuff correct-ish, coming from the right place?
Yeah, well, I don't know much about the medical medium. People did send me some stuff, from the medical medium. And I'm trying to think, it was a couple of years ago. I felt it was okay. I felt it okay. had some good information okay. for people. And we did talk about this yesterday where, you know, as a medium, I don't really want to weigh in on other, I mean, I've had some people who had readings with other mediums who have reported back to me that like they really, you know, sucked lemons. They were really terrible at it and just wasted their money and their time and stuff. But I'm not out there talking about that person because again, you know, that's not my place yeah. to, I'm just going to be like, hey, take a look at me and take a look at what I can do. Rather than pointing my finger at anyone else. Yeah, and you know what, Kristen, I know that was not your intention. I appreciate the opportunity that you've given me to speak on this. So don't ever feel bad about asking any question about anything. It's all good. But you know, Kristen, you're just spurring me on to take another look at the medical medium, because again, you know, I don't want to endorse somebody that I don't have, the complete yeah. information exactly, on, yeah. you know, or the other way as well. I mean, there are some people that I have gone in on the Discord and I'm like, you know, if you don't mind, if you could just please remove their posting. I know for a fact they are a fraud okay. and I don't want any, I feel like, you know, again, like mama chicken here with her little chicks, you know, I'm protecting you from,
stay
you
away
know,
from these guys. Yeah, you can just, play over there with these.
Yeah, don't go near that one. That one's just gonna milk you for a bunch of money. And yeah. but the big thing too is that the time, right? Okay. The time that they waste, you know, yeah, and your time yeah. is so precious.
Yeah. Bruce D. Hello, Sam and Rudy. Was wondering about how long these secret societies like the Freemasons will be able to exist in the shadows. Will they ever be brought out into the light so people can see them for what they truly are?
No, they won't, Bruce D. And what's happening is that more and more people are just departing okay. these. This is sort of like an old school thing, and they're being replaced by newer. People are always going to be searching for like their crowd, their yeah. group. And it's so much easier to find, you know, your people, your tribe, like through the internet yeah. and different interest groups. So I think that these secret societies will just die a natural death, Bruce yep. D. Thanks for that question.
All right, and last question from number 7. Hi, Sam and Rudy. I heard we're going back to the moon in the next 2 years. How will this help humanity? And I guess, will we get back to the moon in the next 2 years?
I do feel like we'll get back to the moon. I don't know if it's going to be within 2 years, maybe a little bit longer. And it has to do with setting up bases there, people able to actually take a vacation on the moon. And it's going to have a lot more to do with being outside of like these solar storms and okay. having sort of a guaranteed, you know, signal for internet, et cetera. I mean, it's amazing to think that we could actually have a base on the moon that could provide the Earth with its internet connection where it doesn't get affected by solar yeah. storms, et cetera. But I see that as the future.
And if you use lasers in space in a vacuum, lasers are super fast. So that would be amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Sam, we're at the top of the hour. Thanks so much. The doctor hasn't arrived yet for the COVID test, so we are in plenty of time. And Sam had a little blab in the car. I said, I need to get back there for the COVID test. And she said, they probably won't test you till like noon. It's Mexico. It's busy. And so my stress is relieved here. But we're going to head back to the hotel. But thanks for joining us, everyone. And Sam, thanks for hosting this live in-person psychic meetup.
Well, thanks again for hanging out, Rudy. And I'll see you guys on the next meetup that we have. Bye for now.
See ya.